Cinema Classics is brought to you by the Gateway Film Center at the South Campus Gateway, 1550 North High Street. Further details online at gatewayfilmcenter.com.
Cinema Classics is produced by John DeSando and Johnny DiLoretto. Listen to the shows online or on Facebook. Oh, wait, I screwed that up. 3, 2... Cinema Classics is produced by John DeSando and Johnny DiLoretto. Listen to the shows online at wcbe.org or listen to them uncut on Facebook. I'm Johnny DiLoretto.
And I'm John DeSando. And today, I'd like to talk about the modern James Stewart.
I hate that phrase, but go ahead.
Who, the only actor to have won, no, not the only actor, but one of the only two actors who have won back-to-back Oscars for Philadelphia and Forrest Gump in 1994. He's not one of my favorite actors.
Tom Hanks.
Yeah.
He's not one of your favorite actors?
No, he isn't.
Why?
Because I think he's bland. I think he's played this sweet, ordinary guy a little bit too much for me.
Okay.
And that's all about it. But if you look at his filmography...
He doesn't just scream quality product to you?
He doesn't scream great actor to me. And he's won two Oscars.
Yeah.
And I realized that in both of those roles he was good. And he's also probably a billionaire. So, but I just can't... I'd like to be convinced.
All right, well, John, you're in the minority.
Okay.
Everybody loves Tom Hanks.
Right.
You're a little bit out there on this one. But we have Jordan Hanalami in today.
Oh, no.
From the Gateway Film Center.
This is a big deal.
To mount a passionate Denzel Washington-esque defense of Tom Hanks. Jordan?
Hello, my name is Jordan, and I am a Tom Hanks addict. Thank you for having me on. I am a bit of a junkie for Tom Hanks, and I guess... In defense, in terms of blandness, I guess that one's is a little confusing to me.
Okay,
just because he started out, his career has gone so many places. I guess is starting out in the 80s with comedy, something I know Johnny loves, Bachelor Party. It really showed his some of his comic roots post Bosom Buddies, and he throughout the 80s was able to. Kind of really go off hinge and really go out there and go, frankly, pretty crazy, but in rather ordinary situations. Not over the top, not too many over the top movies. Probably the most identifiable one in terms of that would be The Burbs, where he's just a normal suburban dad who is.
That's what I remember.
Yeah, is taking a week off. From work and ends up even crazier than he was from the workplace.
But what, he hits it big in what? Sleepless in Seattle?
I would say Big. Big was his, I think, something that was really interesting with him.
He hits it big in Big, John, just
right.
In case you were confused. You gotta watch, pick up on his cues, Jordan. His clueless cues. And real quick, but he is bland, but there are, the years, John, every generation has its everyman.
Yes.
And
yes.
Tom Hanks really fits that bill in a way, in a better way, I think, with a lot more depth and range than many other everyman, mm-hmm. Journeyman actors.
Okay. That's fair.
Yeah, and I agree with that, but I still don't even, the blandness isn't really there for me. Like, I do see a lot of depth with him. And I think Big, I remember, I was obviously a huge movie for me as a kid. And I remember the way people reacted to that role. I thought it was really interesting that it was him playing an immature kid as an adult that showed range, that made people understand his range, which I thought, I found interesting. He was able to transition that on, but just going out there, in so many of his roles through the late 80s, I thought then when he did something like Philadelphia, which is, his probably most subdued performance to date at that point. I mean, he, shows range and stuff in it, but it's a very quiet, rage inside of him for a lot of what's going on in the movie. And then I just thought that, it just made that performance stand out so much more that he was able to go there.
But I would say his most memorable performance comes in the next year.
Yeah.
With Forrest Gump.
Absolutely. A movie that's still, yeah, it was the year after.
Yeah, that's where he won those back-to-backs.
Yeah, that performance is still, it's funny because a lot of people, there's still people that rip on that movie pretty bad.
Well, and also, who am I to talk? This guy held a whole picture virtually by himself.
Yeah, Castaway.
Yeah.
That performance is, you know, it's a very short list, if anybody else that could, you know, spend 2/3 of a movie by themselves on an island and have it make over $200 million, so.
Well, it's occurred to me that having Jordan mount a defense of Tom Hanks is sort of ridiculous, where you should be mounting your argument against him, because clearly the guy is one of the great actors of his generation. Clearly, inarguably, he's a great movie star, probably for the very reason that he doesn't look like a movie star, and yet, for reasons unarticulated, can command the camera and the audience.
Yeah.
There's no doubt in those movies that Jordan mentioned that he's grown as an actor. You know, it was a long, hard road for a while. But after Big, he stumbled a little bit with movies like Turner and Hooch and Dragnet, but then came back with A League of Their Own. And ever since that, he's always been in command of his self, his persona, his presence, and his performances. Now, I would ask you, Jordan, recent Tom Hanks. There's no doubt that the Tom Hanks up until maybe 2002 or 4 is impeccable. But what about his recent output, and where is he headed at this stage of his career?
Well, he did have it's almost some of his last couple years was almost comparable sports wise to me for, you know, Michael Jordan going to play baseball. He went and he wrote and directed Larry Crown, which obviously didn't do so well, right. But he took a shot and then you know, very controversial movie from this past year in terms of how people felt about it, Cloud Atlas.
Well, that was not necessarily his fault.
Well,
that movie was
a
mixed bag.
It was. I mean, it's putting it lightly, even. but for a guy in his mid-50s to take a chance on a role like that, I just thought, or, you know, roles like that, was pretty astounding. And I think he's, I think this is the rest of this year, we'll see Tom Hanks, you know, coming back to basketball, if you will.
Well, how do you fit the Da Vinci Code business into this? This seems to me like he's going a Downey Depp way by having a franchise. As soon as this another novel comes out, he's Robert Langdon again. How do you feel about that?
I think it's okay. It's one of those, you know, it's one of those opportunities that we just don't. I'm sure maybe Johnny will get someday, but we don't have that opportunity to have you know, a big franchise like that.
Sure.
And it's Rod Howard directing it. You know, how do you say no to that? So I mean, it's I think it's fine. They're not, you know, I'm not real into the movies by any means, but I think with Captain Phillips coming out, I think that's going to be, you know, him getting real back into the dramatics, which should be very exciting.
Saving Mr. Banks.
I mean, Walt Disney. Who else can play Walt Disney? I mean, I showed my mom that trailer this weekend, and she's in love with that movie already.
Now, you haven't mentioned my second favorite role for Tom Hanks. My first would be maybe in Saving Private Ryan. I don't know why, because I like the movie, But I'll tell you, my other favorite role of his, the year 2007.
Oh, Charlie Wilson.
Charlie Wilson's War. Loved that. I mean, when he gets together with Cutie Pie there, what's her name?
Julia Roberts.
Yeah, I forgot. Yeah.
That one actress.
When he gets together with, there's
that
really
pretty woman.
Right. There's a real energy and a real acting, fine, high level. Anyway, I thought he was great. I thought he hit Wilson right.
I think that movie is a great modern day example of Tom Hanks because it shows the dramatics of, you know, him getting choked up and feeling the emotion of some of the war situations going on. But he is as charming as anybody could possibly be in that movie.
He is good.
With you know, all the secretaries and such that work in his office and everything. But yeah, he has a lot of fun with that movie for sure.
We're at about 10.
So whoa, ouch! Yeah.
Thinking about how to wrap up, you know.
So it looks like a pretty bright future for this guy who's still in his 50s. So he has a good 20 years to go yet.
Yep.
We have the Lost Symbol coming out. So he's going to be doing that franchise again. We are looking forward again to hearing his voice in Toy Story 4.
Yeah, I was kind of shocked to see. I hadn't seen that was coming out until just the other day.
Yes. So, Jordan, we guess we just can look forward to almost anything from this guy because he can do almost anything.
Well, that's what it is with Tom Hanks. For me, he is the actor that I trust the most in movies. If he makes something, I trust that I will at least find something in it that is worthy of watching.
Listen to Jordan. He's such a pop culturist, isn't he? Because who is the most trusted man in the world? Recently determined, Tom Hanks. Yes.
Really?
Remember, it was Walter Cronkite 50 years ago? It's Tom Hanks.
That's hilarious.
No, that's a perfect ending. That's good.